Please.
Case number 10039, David and Susan Lilly. This is in Bay City Mobile Home Park, Lot 36. This was a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park. This was originally heard, and I'm going to pass these down because it's been a while. January 28, 2008.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I received a letter from Pat Weil that said, requested on the envelope, please review from Monday's meeting. I think that this lady is well aware that we can't look at anything outside the public hearing. And, with all the things that she sent us in the past, she should be aware of it.
Okay.
So, I didn't look at it, don't intend to, just for the record.
All right. Anyone else?
I got one.
Okay. And you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And I did. And Mr. McCabe, you received one as well? Okay. Let the record state that all members did receive correspondence from Mrs. Barnett in regards to this.
Not that it pertains to this case, but Del Rossi's still open, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the one on the corner? Or is it right next to the Walzer?
No. This is on Walnut Street. This was originally heard January 28, 2008, and it was tabled, for a survey. We received a survey April 5th, 2010. We tabled it until April 19th. And then April 19th, you tabled again for clarification from P&Z, and it's just been sitting in the pending file, which I'm not sure why it was tabled for clarification, because this was only due to Mr. Lang can probably give some light on this. Lot 36 was only asked to go through the Board of Adjustment because they were previously cited for the 35%. But it had nothing to do with the lots 1 and 3 made from the Planning and Zoning Commission, if you want to.
We've been along a lot of time by the commission and staff and the board, legal staff also, as it relates to Bay City and trying to resolve the issues that we've had there. In August of 2009, there was a letter written to Bay City and made reference to placement permits and building permits that the moratorium that was in place for over a year would be lifted. There were survey requirements. There were amendments to the surveys reviewed by the commission based on surveys prepared by Coast Survey Incorporated. And the commission made their final, let's find it here. One of their final decisions on the survey was any existing structure that, as of the commission approval of the delineation, shall be grandfathered except lots 1 through 4 in the old section, which shall be returned to a depth of 80 feet with monuments as previously addressed by the commission. This lot's not one of the ones, 1 through 4.
Right.
It's an interior lot. The area most concerned by the commission was that lots 1 through 4 had been attempted to be adjusted on several occasions and rejected by the commission. And then when we got the final survey, or the preliminary survey came in, they had adjusted it again, trying to get the approval as they amended the whole park, basically. The lots 1 through 4 were the only ones that were accepted out of that grandfathering provision as far as the commission's action, and then supported through administration and the release of the moratorium that was in place.
So this one and Del Rossi, and are there any others that...
This one was actually applied before we actually lifted the moratorium.
Okay.
May have been before the moratorium went, actually before the moratorium started.
Right.
They didn't do the survey because they were waiting on the developer to create the survey for the whole park. Del Rossi's was another application, but it was in lots in the 1 through 4, number 3.
And then
there was another one, which was Riddle Rydell. We fight over what his pronunciation is, but Mr. Riddle, I believe it is.
Riddle.
Yeah, I did it wrong again. But his site, I believe, has been taken. He's not there anymore. The park owners took the lot back. And it's been corrected to the best of my knowledge.
Some
minor building issues that they've got to fix, but it's everything's in compliance on that lot now.
At one point, we subpoenaed the owner of the park.
Right.
She came in and said that they would, she would gladly make whatever, incur whatever cost and take care of whatever need to be done that they had longed to make this right.
She did on
that was
Riddle,
living on that Riddle property, and she did. I think it is in compliance now.
The whole process in Bay City changed because you're required to have surveys of the property, approval from the park before they get a permit. And we do have set of the drawings for the whole park of what existed at the time when the moratorium took place and when it was lifted.
Right.
And then as they come in, they bring us a drawing showing what's intended.
Right.
pretty much the basis of it. But the only lots that were not grandfathered were lots 1 through 4. Primarily by the commission because they expanded the lot size and didn't have the approval, had to bring them back to a lesser square footage. So by doing that, for the correct square footage, and by doing that, it impacted the 35% lot coverage.
I'll say that one more time.
But this lot was in violation before the adjustment of the property lines, correct? That's the reason.
That's why they applied for a variance.
Okay.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah, they were already in the front.
No, there wasn't any question about that. They were actually applying. The board didn't reject it. They tabled it to get survey. And since the developer was doing the survey, then smart move on the Lilly, then they didn't. They waited for the survey to be done.
So did they do their own survey after the Bay City was done?
Based on the survey that Coast Survey did for Old Park.
They did.
Mm-hmm. And they originally asked for I think it was much higher.
So it is a lesser variance now.
It is a lesser. 35% is the only thing they're asking for, and it's a 453.45 square foot variance.
453?
Yes.
Was it greater than that before the survey?
It was greater than that. I think they originally asked for 520.
They did.
Okay.
There still remains discrepancies in other parcels, is that correct?
It was, everything was grandfathered except lot 1 through 4.
Okay.
Still issue with Del Rossi for one.
Right.
I'm not sure about the other names.
Okay.
But because lot 36, the Lillys were cited prior, where we need them to, you know, continue the process instead of being grandfathered in like the rest.
So if this is denied, what will have to be done?
They can keep this, the concrete pad, but they got to take the building off of it.
But the sunroom would have to be, I think it's a sunroom, would have to be removed.
All the way around.
Yeah, it was a concrete pad that was there, and then they placed a sunroom on top of it.
Right. They had a CO for the concrete pad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't change the runoff.
Concrete pads is not included in the 35%.
Right.
It's just
the same. I mean, one of the biggest issues were water runoff. You know, they take the building down, it doesn't change that runoff issue. Because
mm-hmm.
they still got a concrete pad that's non-pervious.
That's true.
Pervious, is that right? Permeable?
Impervious.
Impervious. Yeah, that too.
What was that?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'd, you know, my position on this one really hasn't changed since the beginning. But, you know, the owner was the builder, the developer, and, you know, brought this burden on to their customer, the owner, the applicant. And, you know, they need to make it right. It shouldn't be up to us to say, you know, because give the owner of the property leniency necessarily. They should somehow make that right to those people.
Where's the cement pad? Under what part? This whole
mm-hmm.
section here.
Mm-hmm.
What was the CO was issued before that?
No, they have permits and COs for everything but the addition because we're waiting for this approval.
Yeah. Was the CO issued?
The CO wasn't issued for the sunroom. We're waiting approval. But there's, they've gotten permits for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's been sitting there waiting for this.
I
So at the time, of construction here, Bay City had no survey for their whole property?
No.
So how did they know where their property lines were?
Mr. Mills? I mean, Mr. McCabe?
Not in favor.
You're not in favor? Ms. Horton? Mr. Hudson?
How did they know where their lines were at the park then or whatever?
They couldn't. Couldn't have. They were going off of what the park had, you know, it says there's no way they could have known the property lines if the park didn't, how they could even be doing it. I'm not in favor of it.
They took in good faith that the park owners told them everything correct because they own the property.
Sure.
I mean, why, if you were to buy something for, or lease something from somebody, why would you even assume that they were going to, you know, tell you to do something or you could do something that was not legal on their property? That just makes no sense.
They're just going to tell you what you want to hear, that you can go ahead and do it, and they went on. They were under the, get on that phone. So, well, we got three. How do you feel, Mr.
I feel for all these people that bought into this deal.
Oh, I certainly do.
I mean, I'm not a, you know, a bad guy that, you know, is an ogre that, you know, just says, you know, the heck with them and they'll have to figure it out. You know, I'm empathetic to this, the individual inhabitants, you know, situation. But they don't own the property, and I could even appreciate it if somebody else did the building and did the work. But it was the owner that did it and just went with blatant disregard and did as they please. So they need to make it right. So I'm not in favor.
Okay. That's the consensus of the board, of everyone. And if there's no further discussion, then chair will entertain a motion. Case number 10,039.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where it meets the standards for granting a variance, so I make the motion we deny. Case number 10,039.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,039 because it does not meet the standards for the granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied.